Now to South Africa, where Winnie Madikizela-Mandela will be buried on Saturday. She died April 2nd at the age of 81. When her former husband, Nelson Mandela, was in prison, Winnie Mandela became the face of the anti-apartheid movement. Yet she was also accused of endorsing violence. From Johannesburg, NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports.
Winnie Madikizela-Mandela's house sits at the top of an incline here in Soweto, where she lived among the people who have come in their hundreds since her death to grieve what they say is the loss of their mother, Umama, they call her, Umama Winnie. Musicians are here, a brass band, to bid her farewell. Your name, please, ma'am.
Yes, my name is Miponi Tau. The name Winnie to us meant that there is somebody out there who's fighting, especially for the freedom of all South Africans.
All week long, memorial services have been held in honor of Winnie Madikizela-Mandela, who was mercilessly hounded by the white minority regime, while her husband, Nelson Mandela, later to become South Africa's first democratically elected and first black president, was in prison. Madikizela-Mandela came to symbolize tireless resistance during the apartheid struggle. She was held in solitary confinement and banished from Johannesburg by the apartheid regime and gained in stature when she returned.
I am back with you where I belong.
But Madikizela-Mandela's comments apparently condoning necklacing, the brutal method of placing a burning tire around the neck of suspected apartheid informers and collaborators, led to her being vilified and accused of political waywardness.
With our necklaces, we shall liberate this country.
That dented her reputation, and she was blamed for the death of a teenage activist, Stompie Sepe. At her government-organized memorial service in Soweto yesterday, Madikizela Mandela's eldest grandson, Bambata Mandela, took issue with her detractors in his tribute to his grandmother. Addressing thousands of mourners gathered at Soweto's Orlando Stadium, he said her memory and legacy deserve more respect and honor.
We are hurt, and we will not tolerate your defamatory messages or disrespect. You must learn to respect this legendary individual who has mothered a nation instead of behaving like ungrateful children.
Bambata Mandela said, behind every great man is an even greater woman, adding that queens raise kings. Yet debate about Madikizela Mandela's transgressions persists. Her fervent supporters question why others who were apartheid-era criminals have not been held to the same high standard. Asked for her view, Mwipani Tau, who you heard earlier praising Madikizela Mandela, said, "You don't speak ill of the dead."
Mama, I'm an African girl, I'm an African woman. I think when somebody has passed away, we talk about the legacy, things that Mama did.
In his tribute to Winnie Madikizela Mandela, veteran politician Mangosuthu Buthelezi said, since her death, many have asked whether she was a saint or a sinner. Buthelezi added simply that her former husband Nelson Mandela believed a saint is merely a sinner who dies trying. Ophebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Soweto.